Let me begin with talking about courts. You may be aware that there was an interim study based on the 2019 legislature creating a commission to yet again in Texas examine the way we elect judges and the opportunity to study and potentially make interim commission recommendations regarding changing that system to some question of a system of appointments. They spent a full year. They had hearings throughout 2020. I testified to that, believe it or not, back in April, I believe, of 2020. And ultimately, that commission took votes in December of 2020. And the commission was made up of citizen members and legislative members. The legislative members, obviously, are the ones that ultimately have a vote during session, and the commission came back with basically a neutral, unable to make a formal recommendation regarding changing the way we select judges. That probably was not met with certain constituencies with much pleasure. There is a unquestioned push by certain people to do what some of us may consider anti-little d democratic changes to the way we select judges. And much of it are focused on urban counties. And that's just the reality of it. There is a partisan lens to a lot of this. It cannot be taken away regardless of your view of the way we do it, but it seems to be very focused. That begins then with appellate court redistricting, which some of you may have heard about. There are two bills, HB 339 and HB 2613. HB 339 was a placeholder bill, and basically it fixes some overlapping appellate jurisdiction. As you know, there's some overlapping counties for the 10th and as well for Texarkana and Tyler. So those bills, when you read them, are pretty simple. Then 2 days before the hearing, the placeholder bill on the Senate side, Senate Bill 11 by Senator Huffman, was completely engineered and laid out, not with the language of the bill, but with an appellate map on a Monday that took us from 14 courts of appeals down to 7. It was purported to be a balancing issue, a work balance between the appellate courts. It created a new appellate court in Midland and a new appellate court in Lake Jackson, which happens to be the hometown of the Senate sponsor. And it would have redistricted all of the appellate courts in Texas down to 7. And to say it was an odd map would be an understatement. Dallas County gets sucked into Austin. Beaumont gets sucked up to Tyler so that the Houston stops there. The Panhandle becomes a district. West Texas becomes a district. And in the result, when you analyze the bill, it went from the Amarillo, which would be the North Texas Court of Appeals, having 4 justices, to the Houston / Lake Jackson Court of Appeals that would have 21 justices. So the concept of it being rebalanced as far as workload kind of was betrayed by the way these courts and mega courts, in the instance of the Dallas, Austin, and Houston court. But, you know, unavoidably, you could see by the map that Dallas County, Travis County, Harris County, Bexar County, were going to have very limited effect on the election of those appellate judges. That bill then was laid out on Wednesday, and the senator called, it was her jurisprudence committee, called for a vote. It was voted out of committee on a partisan line vote. But then about 2 weeks ago, Senator Huffman issued a letter saying that given all of the other things that the legislature is dealing with this session, that there just wasn't enough time and bandwidth to properly study the bill and work it through. So that bill has died for this session. However, recognize we are going to have a redistricting special session. The census numbers have not come back yet. There's rumor that we may get census numbers by August. So could we be having a special on legislative redistricting in September, October? Because we're going to have one this year. So I'm not sure that this bill is dead. This bill, I think, has a fair chance of resurfacing in a redistricting session. So if it's something of concern or interest to you, keep your eyes out for it. Next is business courts. This bill has been around for multiple sessions. This is the fifth session. There is a letter opposing this creation of special courts for special people, co-signed by TADC, Tex Abota, and TTLA, that's in its fifth iteration. This is a bill, again, that is a pretty patent end run around judicial selection, because it would create an appointed court system with its own appointed appellate court system for allegedly business transactions and business disputes over $10 million. However, there has always been a very broad catch-all of the ability to opt into the bill if a party says that they should be subject to it. So it doesn't look like Chancery Court from Delaware, a state that doesn't have the population of the city of Houston, doesn't have the population of the city of Dallas or any of the major metropolitan cities. Delaware is not Texas. But this seems to be built on the concept that we can make Delaware Texas, or make Texas Delaware, given that that's the state where our president is from. It's odd to me that Texas would choose the Delaware as their model, but that be as it's at, this 1875 got moved through JCJ, which is the jurisdiction.